Hello again. This is Matt Cain at mattcain.com on October 12, 2005. Today's topic is Harriet Myers. And yes, I know I talked about Harriet Myers on my last podcast, but I find the topic irresistible. This time, instead of poetry, I have a song parody, which I call Harriet's Song, and I also call Bush's The Sunshine of Her Life, which can be sung, needless to say, to Stevie Wonder's You Are the Sunshine of My Life. Now, the inspiration behind this song parody is the letters that recently surfaced that were written by Harriet Myers to George Bush, which sound more like schoolgirl mash notes than professional letters. Now, I won't be singing the song parody because I don't want to be sued for copyright infringement. Besides, who can compete with Stevie Wonder? So instead, I'm going to be talking it. So here goes Harriet's song, Bush's The Sunshine of Her Life. You are the best prez in the land. That's why I always shall be loyal. You are the smartest living man. I just can't wait to join the court. I feel reborn each time you're winning, 'cause I loved you for a million years, and if I thought your reign was ending, I'd find myself buried in griefs and tears. You are the best prez we have had. That's why I'm blessed to be your friend. Your twins have such a way cool dad. I just can't wait to join the court. You surely know I'll do your bidding, and I will come to your rescue, 'cause when I've joined those sub-court heathens, I'll make sure the law matches all your views. You make me feel like a young girl. That's why I'll always stand your ground. You are the best prez in the world, and I can't wait to join your court. Well, that's all for today. If you want to read the text version of this post with a couple of relevant links, just go to mattcain.com, click on my Notables weblog, and scroll down to October 12, 2005. Goodbye for now, and thanks for listening.